Thank you, Daniel. So this is the work that I did in Florida, from University of Florida. And today's presentation is actually from second year data of a 3-year project we're doing in Southwest Florida. We're testing 5 different extractants to see which is the best soil test, phosphorus soil test, to make BMP the recommendation. So Vista production in Florida is actually the second to California here, state in the fresh market vegetable in acres and value and production, but it's the number one state in the fresh market, including squash and sweet pepper and the tomatoes and watermelons. And also, tomato is the number one value crop in Florida, accounting almost a quarter of a state total value in 2007. And BMP, Florida, University of Florida adopted BMP the program throughout the state. And adequate fertilizer rates might be achieved by the combination of University of Florida IFAS recommendation rate plus supplement applications if needed. In earlier Arkansas, they use AMATIC 3, but we use AMATIC 1 soil test to base the recommendation for BMP project program. But problem is many mineral soils in South Florida for vegetable productions are naturally high in soil pH and phosphorus and calcium. Many soils are actually calcareous soils. And basing AMATIC 1 extract test for the recommendation might not work because it's an acid extractant that might dissolve calcium phosphate in the soil and might lead to the overestimation of the recommendation. So for such a soils, calcareous and alkaline soils, AMATIC 1 results might not work, so we like to test the other 5 extractants in the soil test to see which is, if we need to change or not. So top table is the category, recommendation category by AMATIC 1 for our soil, for Florida soils. And as you can see, less than 10 ppm is categorized very low. And if it's just over 60, it's categorized very high. And based on these categories, we set a recommendation for example, for tomato, as shown here. And if it's more than 30 ppm, we recommend not to apply any phosphorus to the soil. So this is second year. I presented the second year data, 09-10 season. We worked with 3 different farms from 4 different fields from 3 different farms. And for the tomato crop, the fall season, 09-10. And we had a seepage irrigation field, and one of them is the drip irrigation. And we applied a different recommended rate, as shown 100% here. And then we set the 3 or 4 different phosphorus rate, 75%, 50%, or 0%. And the phosphorus in tomato, seepage or drip tomato production in Florida, they apply 100% of phosphorus in a top mixed. And so we collected the soil from 2 different depths of center of the bed at approximately 30 days intervals until the end of the season. And then we tested those soils using AMATIC 1, AMATIC 3, Bray, Olsen, and the ABD-TPA. And then we also did the fractionation procedures on the selective farms, farm 1 and 2, and I'll tell you the reason why in a minute. And this is just AMATIC 1 results from these 4 farms. And as you can see, farm 2 had very high very extremely high phosphorus, over 450, and then the calcium is also over 3,000 ppm. So farm two is definitely extremely high pH and calcareous soils. And while others still have a high phosphorus, but they are not as much calcareous soils as farm two. So that's why we like to compare the farm one and two for this presentation to see if any soil test might behave differently in these two soils. So last year, we presented first year data, and we found out that as the phosphorus concentration increased in the soil, there was a threshold level where MELIC1 stopped working to predict the soil test. So based on that, you're going to see the series of this kind of the graph from now on. And this we plotted first different fractions of sequential analysis versus five different extractants on the y-axis. And then first, I like to show the water extractable phosphorus against the five extractants only for the farm one. And as you can see, basically any extractant did a very good job to correlate these two water fractions and extractants. And then just for the sake of argument, the ABDTPA had the highest R2 values for this. But then when it comes to farm two, it just sort of clustered around 100 ppm in the water extractable phosphorus. And then it nearly did any a linear relationship with basically any of the extractants. And that's the farm two. And so I just plotted both farms data here. And then you can totally see there are the different regions of the plot based on the farm one or farm two. And then based on this, actually Olsen was the best correlation among the five extractants. Now, I added a bicarbonate extractable P to x-axis here. So now we're looking at the lay-by phosphorus on the x, and again, the five extractants and y-axis. This is the farm one again. You can see a linear relationship was pretty good with the five extractants, and again, ABDTP was the highest R2. And then again, when it comes to farm two, of course, the y-axis range increased because we added bicarbonate extractable P. But again, linearity was not as good as the farm one. And again, when I plotted again both farm together, we have two different clusters of our data plots. So. And then lastly, I added a water extractable and bicarbonate extractable and the HCl extractable P for in y and on x axis, and then again five extractants the y. Now you can see basically acid extractants kind of stay in the linear range now. And this is the plot with the farm one and farm two together. So the earlier they had two different regions of a data plot, but now it's kind of stay in a linear range. So we suspected the HCl extractable P is doing something differently here. So we compared, we listed R2 values between phosphorus fractions, different fractions, and then five extractants here. It's a lot of number here, but you can just look at the highlighted value here. What you can see here is, highlighted is the highest correlation coefficient among different fractions for each extractant. So you can see MELIC 1, 3, and Bray had the highest correlation with the bicarbonate fractions, while the Olsen and the ABDTPA had the highest with the water extractants. And then when I added lay-biophosphorus, lay-biopool to this analysis, all the five extractants changed highest correlation with the lay-biop. And this is on this is the farm one data. So you can see the linearity stays on that way, and then when it comes to lay-biophosphorus, five extractant did the good correlation. But when it comes to farm two, calcareous soils, Medic-1, Bray, and ABDTPA had the highest correlation with the HCl fractions, and while Medic-3 had it with the water, and the Olsen had it with the bicarbonate. And again, when I added lay-bio fractions to this analysis, the Medic-3 and Olsen changed it, highest correlation to lay-bio at this time, while the Medic-1, Bray, DTPA stayed with the HCl fractions with the highest R2 values. So with this, farm one, I still hate to make a final conclusion. This is a preliminary conclusion because we do not have the plant data yet. So farm one, a relatively high P, but non-calcareous soils, Medic-1, 3, Bray, and DTPA, extracted the water and the bicarbonate, that's the lay-biop with the high R2 values, while the Olsen did a poor job to correlate with these two fractions compared to other four extractants. When it comes to extremely high P and calcareous soils, Medic-1, 3, Bray, and NDTPA had a very low R2 square with the water and the bicarbonate and the lay-biophosphorus. But the best correlation with the HCLP, that might indicate the dissolution of calcium phosphorus by these acid or neutral extractants and leading to overestimation of available P. While Olsen had the best R2 among the extractants with the water and the bicarbonate, and then that's the lay-bio, indicating that Olsen might work better with such soils as to base the recommendation, phosphorus recommendation. And then we still continue to do a job to correlate the five extractants with the five different extractants to the plant uptake phosphorus as we compile our plant uptake data. And then we need to compare the effective phosphorus rates on the lay-biop, plant uptake, and the crop yields. And then based on this, I would like to evaluate a BMPP recommendation and the based on the soil P test method that is the best suitable for alkaline and calcareous soils in South Florida. And I'd like to acknowledge funding agency and growers and co-authors and soil labs at Southwest Florida Rec Center. With this, if I have a chat time.
Yeah, time for one question. Anybody has any?
Do you happen to know what the nature of the calcareous soils are? Are they calcitic or are they dolomitic?
I do not have that particular information as I speak now, but that might.
The reason I ask is because calcite dissolves much more quickly in acid, and so if you're calcitic soils, your Ray P is definitely, if you have highly calcitic soils, Ray P for sure will not work. Whereas if they're dolomitic, the Ray P should still work, and that could also influence your
I see. Good information. Thank you. Thank you.